Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You served your country.
Now your military career is over and it's time to find a new path.
But how do you find that path?
Where can you go to get help?
How have other veterans found professional success and happiness?
Those are questions all veterans have. I know I did. I'm Jake Hughes, U.S. Army veteran.
I'm Eric Dane, U.S. Navy veteran, and this is ConnectingVets.com's Deployment to Employment,
a program dedicated to shining a spotlight on career resources for
and success stories of
the veteran community.
Have you ever had a $1 million idea? I mean an idea so good you knew that if you just had more knowledge about the business side of things, you'd make a killing off of it. Army vet Dan Alaric had an idea like that, and he's done pretty well with it. In fact, he's at the level now where he has television ads like this one.
This flag isn't backwards. It's assaulting forward.
Born was airing on national broadcasts. Dan created both the clothing company Grunt Style and the subscription box service Outpost Alpha, companies that draw on his own military service as well as that of his many veteran employees. They don't shy away from their military background. They embrace it. In fact, Grunt Style even has a company first sergeant named Tim Jay. Here he is explaining a bit about Grunt Style's ethos and products in a promo video.
We create the most freedom-loving shirts in America. If you ever worn our product before, you understand what sweet liberty feels like. If you haven't, you will push until you die! If you don't like the feeling of respect, then say hello to Al-Qaeda for us. Our ethos is simple. Pride in self, in our military, and in country. We also do custom shirts, too.
So national ads and, based on the tone of videos like that one, a great working environment. That's where a $1 million idea can end up, right? Here's the thing. Plenty of $1 million ideas go nowhere. So how did Grunt Style and Alpha Outpost succeed? What should veteran entrepreneurs or vetrapreneurs know as they head off to chase their dream of creating their own business? I can't think of anybody better to ask than Grunt Style and Alpha Outpost founder and CEO Dan Alaric himself, who joins us now. Dan, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So you are someone who has founded these organizations, these companies that have grown to be very successful. But prior to that, I mean, if someone searches you online, they're going to find pictures of you. It looks like there's a drill sergeant cover on in one of them. So tell us just a little bit about your military background.
Sure. So I enlisted in 2000 and I didn't want to go to college and get a job and do the normal thing. I wanted to do something that was bigger than me. So went to the Army, and then 9/11 happened. I deployed a couple times, both were to the Balkans for a few years, and then got back. And then I was a personal trainer for a bit. And then I became a drill sergeant and I trained about nearly 2000 infantrymen down at Fort Benning, Georgia.
Wow. And then what year did you finish up your military career? What year did you get out?
Well, it's a whole collection of reserve time, some guard and some deployments and activations. So it's about 15 years total. Actually, I officially got out last year, so about 16 years, I guess, from the Illinois National Guard.
Okay. Now, when it comes from getting out from active duty, getting out from the National Guard, the various different iterations that one can go through, how was the transition from the military life to the civilian life for you? I mean, how did that go overall?
Well, that's actually what inspired me to start Grunt Style. I was a drill sergeant down at Fort Benning, Georgia, and had a brand new wife and baby. Haven't seen them in, you know, a couple of years. And my wife said, hey, you need to start thinking about getting out. And I had the option to stay down there. And she's like, why don't you think about coming home instead? I'm like, okay, great. And I was trying to think to myself, well, what do I do when I get home? What does an infantry drill sergeant do on the civilian side? Mm-hmm. And you'd end up being, you know, blart mall cop, I guess, or, you know, I couldn't really put a finger on it. And then the other part of me was going to miss that whole culture of pride and patriotism that we celebrate all the time in the military. And so that's where I put two and two together. I'm like, you know what, if I don't want to miss the culture, what better way to keep it than share it with others? So made a few t-shirts and started trying to spread the that idea of culture and pride and patriotism with others.
Right. So really the transition from the military life to the civilian life, or even partially when you were doing the National Guard thing and everything, it's typically not seamless for people. So I'm sure you hit some roadblocks along the way. What are some of the things that stick out to you from that transition from the military to the civilian life?
Well, you know, something that you don't know is, I went straight into business. I mean, I wasn't a business person at all. In fact, you know, I joined the military because I specifically didn't want to do any type of business. So when I got out, I didn't know what P&L statement was, margins, marketing, or any of that. It was all foreign to me. Literally, I Googled what is business when I started Grunstyle. The next, 2-3 years, I would work multiple jobs trying to support the family, and I'd sleep in my car while selling shirts out of the back of it during the day.
Wow. And what recommendation would you have for people who get out who may have an idea, like something like you had? They want to be an entrepreneur, because not everybody, like you said, if you were a drill instructor, or if you're a Marine Corps infantry, or if you're a Navy deck seaman, or if you're a whatever the equivalent is in the Air Force, I guess, someone working on a specific type of plane in the Air Force, that doesn't always translate to the civilian world. So if people do have an idea, as someone who's been extremely successful, and we're speaking to Dan, who is the CEO of Grunstyle, what recommendation would you have? What advice would you give to people who are facing that transition in their life and may have that seed for an idea?
Yeah, absolutely. So something that the military doesn't teach you how to do ever is sell. And it's a very, very foreign concept, because you don't have to sell anything in the military. Maybe you have to sell yourself to a board when you're trying to go out for a promotion, yeah, or something like that. But that's it. So the biggest thing you have to do is, if you have a product or an idea, you have to try to sell it as fast as you can, because you need to know if people are willing to pay for it. You know, and that you have to find out is if your idea is even viable. You may have a cool idea, but you have no idea if it's so super niche and nobody really wants to pay for it.
Yeah.
You can ask your friends and your aunts, and of course they're all going to support you and say yes. But until strangers open up their wallet to give you money for it, you just don't know. The faster you can get from a concept to selling it to strangers, the better off you're going to be.
And that is something interesting that you bring up, that you really don't work in sales in the military. You know, when you are a junior military member, you may be trying to sell your seniors on maybe letting you go a little bit early or something like that, but it's not a part of the job. You have a job. You're told what it is. It's easy to go out there and do it. So for you, going from the almost rigid formation that the military has on how we do things, or how we did things, when you're speaking of people like us who served at one time, was there ever any issue for you with not having that same structure that you had in the military?
Yes, it's always an issue. But I mean, remember my last job in the military before I started Grunstyle was being a drill sergeant. My job was to instill discipline, and it was, the art of getting things done, basically. So I used, that little knowledge that I have of discipline, long hours, et cetera, right, of just getting things done. And you don't have to be an experienced business person to get started at all. I mean, I had no experience whatsoever. But disciplining yourself to just go forward and try everything, learn what works, learn what doesn't, repeat what works, and stop what doesn't. If you can keep that brute force, and just a little bit of being aware of where you are, will get a lot done very quickly. That discipline is what's going to make you successful.
Right. Were there ever moments in the early days of Grunstyle, when you were selling t-shirts out of the back of your car, were there any days where you questioned what you were doing or thought about stopping?
Oh, all the time. I mean, I never wanted to stop, but your bank account will kind of make you sometimes. I recall this one specific situation. We're about 2.5-3 years in, and believe me, 2.5 and 3 years of not paying yourself, really, and just not being able to make it work is unbelievably frustrating. And I was probably more dumb than anything to just keep going at it. But my wife told me, she's like, hey, this is not working. We need to shut it down. This is probably the 12th time we've had this conversation. And I'm like, okay, we have our first trade show coming up in Las Vegas. Let's see if we can make this work. And I'm like, if we can make $6,000 at the show, then that's a sign from the heavens that we should stay open, because that's just enough money to pay the bills that we need to pay. And she's like, okay, we agreed. So we took this very inexpensive, it was probably like $79 plane ticket sitting in the back plane with the chicken crates to go to Las Vegas. We take the free shuttle to the hotel, and then we walk about a mile, mile and a half to the next grocery store, and we buy a loaf of bread and a jar of peanut butter, and that's all we could afford to eat for the next 2.5 days. She did have one Groupon ticket for $10, so we got to eat one meal, which was nice. And we just worked the entire show. So, you know, she's a shy girl, but she put on a tight T-shirt and went around and talked to everyone in the hotel and said, hey, come by our booth, and I would try to sell them. And the goal was $6,000. If we don't make $6,000, we shut the doors forever. So we get back on the plane. She passes out next to me because she's exhausted, and I'm tallying up all the receipts, and we made a depressing $6,300. It was just so sad to be in business still. That's what it felt like. And I was like, man, this is so difficult. Why is business so hard? And so I'm like, all right, there's people out there who are doing it much better than me. So I pull out a yellow legal pad, draw a line down the center of the page. And on one side, I wrote down everyone who's doing something in business that was better than me. And then on the other side, I wrote down what they were doing that I wasn't. Right. Like, okay, there's a lot of winners out there. Let me find out what the winners are doing that I'm not. And I'll see if I can do it. So I looked at social media. These guys are posting, you know, 4 or 5 times a day. I'm posting twice a week. Okay, they're good at social media. I can do that. That's free. Easy to do. They're posting, these guys are posting funny things. They're getting a lot of engagement. I can do that. That's free. That's engaging. These guys are launching a new product, you know, 2 or 3 times a week. I can't afford that, but I can do it at least once or twice a month. Okay, so we did that. So it's just little things here and there, following the winners, being aware of what they're doing that I'm not, helped turn the corner. And ever since that moment, our sales started doubling month over month over month. Now, again, that month, you know, the trade show with our online sales, we only did about $8,000. But by December, that same year, we did $64,000 in 1 month.
Wow.
So, you know, which was a lot of money to us at the time.
I mean,
so it was a night and day difference. And it was just being able to identify if someone's better than you, do what they're doing. So like, you know, in the military, you have fitness. If someone's better at pushups than you are by a lot, guess what? You need to learn. You need to learn how to do pushups from them. So it's don't walk into the situation thinking that you're smarter than everyone. That's a really dumb decision. So follow the winners.
Right. I mean, I think all of us should realize that we're probably not as smart as we think we are. And if you start from that baseline, you've got a bit to work with. Now, Dan, you were telling us about selling T-shirts out of your car. I came home from the gym yesterday at my new place here in Maryland. I walk up in, I turn on the TV, and I see a commercial for Grunt Style on my TV. So from that point of selling things in the trunk, I'm going to guess you're doing a little bit better these days with Grunt Style, since I saw that TV on network television here in Maryland just last night, the night before I knew I was going to be interviewing you, and said, wow, that's pretty interesting. And just shows that, you know, the company is doing well for itself. And it's, as I understand it now, a fairly large employer. Now, do you also seek to employ veterans? Because we do know some people have great ideas for a product, but some people are just great workers who are great to have on the team. Have you guys made an effort to hire veterans at Grunt Style?
Absolutely. So hiring veterans is very, very important to us. Now, at the end of the day, the team's only successful if you hire the best people for the team. But we actively try to interview as many veterans as possible. In fact, we guarantee every veteran with a good DD-214 or discharge paperwork an interview, regardless if they're qualified for anything else or not. And, you know, maybe you interviewed and you're a vet and you're not qualified for the position you came in. You know, hey, you know, you're a specialist in the infantry and you're applying for, you know, a finance position. You probably wouldn't get it. You still get interviewed and say, you know what, I can help you with the direction of your education. But right, while you're doing that, why don't you grab a slot over here? We'll get you in the door. And most of our guys here are promoted from within. Our marketing director, he was a specialist in the infantry, and he was serving food out of a truck when he interviewed with us. Now he's in charge of, I don't know, 40 guys. You know, that story is repeated over and over and over again. Guys just were a meritocracy. They bust their butt to get things done, and they prove themselves, and then they get promoted.
Right. Now, how does it feel to you to be able to have a company where you're able to employ your fellow veterans? And is that something that, you know, as a CEO of a company that's gotten quite big and is gaining, as I said, I just saw the commercial last night, more and more traction, more and more visibility. Is it something that as a CEO, you're trying to promote veterans as prospective employees to other organizations that you come into contact with?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, I'd love to hire every veteran that we encounter, but, you know, that's we only have so many resources. We're about 230 employees right now or so. A little over half of them are vets. You know, every organization, take a serious look at veterans. They have a lot of other benefits that you're not going to normally look for. Other qualifications that you normally don't see on resumes. And it's hard for vets to translate that to a resume or communicate that well in an interview. Veterans don't interview well historically because they don't have to. And when they do, it's usually for a promotion within the military, and they're telling you, oh, I can put up an OE-254 antenna in 5 minutes. Right. Nobody knows what that is. Or, hey, I was the S-3 NCOIC, for Task Force Eagle or whatever. Nobody knows what that is, and nobody understands that, hey, you're actually in charge of millions of dollars of operation, and during your 12-hour shift every day, you were responsible for the entire operation of the task force, even though you were just, maybe a junior NCO. All these other intricacies, we try to identify those as benefits. And because the veterans that come in, they have a lot of assets that are normally not recognized in a normal interview.
Right. And you're absolutely right when you talk about the fact that you often don't need to sell yourself when you're in the military. So when it comes to resources that you found valuable, I know you said you Googled, you know, what is business and all these other things when you were first getting started. But now that you've got that experience, what are some of the resources that you recommend to the people who, you know, the term vetrapreneur, the people who out there have that idea, or the people who are just looking for jobs? I mean, what are some of the places they should start looking to help them figure out exactly how they should go about it?
Well, if you're a veteran and you just want a job and you're pretty outgoing, I would go to some form of sales. Sales, you can make the most money with the lowest amount of experience, but sell something you actually appreciate, something you like. A lot of veterans actually make really good salesmen. And the reason why is because they can quantify results, or they can quantify a mission. You will be successful if you sell 10,000 units by the end of the month. You know, that's a normal statement to a veteran. Oh, okay. You want me to accomplish this by 1800 hours? No problem.
Right.
And I will take care of the rest. Tell me what you need and when you need it. I will fill in the blanks. I'll just make sure it gets done. That's a very common thing for a veteran to see. And sales, you can nine out of 10 six-figure salaries or greater or income or greater is in some form of sales. Go to sales. If you don't know what you're doing, find a product or a culture that you like and try to work sales. Now, for entrepreneurs, you have to get some sort of education quick. Formal education is definitely going to help. The quickest way to get some sort of knowledge or experience is reading or pick up an audiobook. All that sleeping in my car, driving around, I was an audiobook a junkie. You know, four, right, five, six, seven books a month, just listening to them. You know, each book is about 12, maybe 14 hours. There's a ton of great content out there. There's a lot of bad books too, but you don't know until you pick it up. Just keep going through them. Learn from other people's experience. You know, it's been said before, a smart person will learn from his own mistakes, but a wise person will learn from others. Pick up a book, learn from other people's mistakes.
Absolutely great advice there, and this advice coming from the CEO of Grunt Style. Now, how does it feel as the CEO of this company? Again, you told us you started, you were selling t-shirts out of your car, sleeping in the car, going through the things that, startup businesses, a one-man show or a family show can often go through, to get to the point now where I just mentioned the Grunt Style commercial that I saw. It's got the gentleman who is, I believe, an amputee running along, and it's a description of the flag moving into battle. How does it feel to get to the point where your company has that level of success?
You know what makes it great? It feels great, but it's not because I can look back and say, look what I did. I look at everyone around me that's helping us build this together, and I said, look what we're doing together. We're making an impact. And that's something that I absolutely love in the military, is you don't win. You are not the cause of victory. It's your team. It's everything is done as a unit. And you're a Grunt Style and Alpha Outpost. We're a unit, we're a team, and we do it together. And it's everyone's contributing. There's not one person say, hey, I'm the smartest guy here. Everyone needs to listen to me. I can't run our company successfully like that. Nobody's going to wait until I speak the magic words and then everyone execute and hops, you know, like Hollywood envisions probably the military, right? Where all the good ideas come from the brilliant commander who has some, you know, fantastic dream, and then he issues some crazy order, and it, by miracle and blind luck, it works. It doesn't work like that. Just like the military doesn't work like that. It's discipline and it's teamwork.
Yeah, and when it comes to brilliant commanders, I think I came across maybe a dozen of those in the 13 years that I served. I mean, it's not exactly something that you run into on a daily basis in the military, that's for sure. Everybody, you know, has their abilities and works to the best of their abilities, you hope. Now, when it comes to your abilities, you have been able to create this from the ground up, this extremely successful company. Is there any way that people like, you know, just thinking about this out loud, basically, as far as mentoring other people, is that something that you do or that you know of other veterans who have been successful within their companies? Is that something that you've seen in the community of people who've had that success after their service?
You know, so as far as me personally mentoring anyone, I mean, I don't have a lot of time in my day, but I do comply with any veteran that reaches out and say, hey, you know what, I'm starting a business, or hey, I have a company and I got questions. My team knows that if someone calls and says that, absolutely, we schedule a 20-minute phone call and they can just ask any question they want or shoot me an email and say, hey, I'm struggling with X, Y, and Z. And I have people say, hey, listen, I actually want to do exactly what you're doing and compete with you. I still pick up the phone and I'll tell them anything they want to know.
And that's a pretty nice thing to do when someone says, hey, I'm coming for your spot. And you say, well, you know what? I'm going to help you at least get on some even ground so that you're coming at me with the right knowledge. That kind of shows what kind of guy you are. And again, someone with so little time in their day, we want to thank you so much for coming on the CBS Radio Veterans Network with us. People who are interested, where can they go to find out more about GruntStyle, Dan?
Just go to GruntStyle.com or you can go to AlphaOutpost.com.
So there you have it. That was Dan Alaric, and I want to thank him again so much for joining us here on Connecting Vets. Jake, when you hear a story of someone who's been such a success like Dan, who started off and was working out of his car, sleeping in his car as he tried to get his business off the ground and struggled and even thought about, you know, giving up, about stopping doing it, how does it make you feel to hear about that? And do you think there's any tie between military service and having that intestinal fortitude, for lack of a better term, to keep chasing your dream even when it becomes difficult?
Well, I think when I hear about that, it's, what can you say? It's the American dream. Yeah. You start off working out of your car and work up to a bigger business. And I definitely think that being a veteran helps there because you have that discipline. You have the knowledge that if you push hard enough, you will eventually get some results.
Right. Well, you may be biased because Dan, like yourself, was a drill instructor, of course.
And hey, that just means we're better at it than other people.
You're just good at yelling at people. And, you know, that's something that I think also certain jobs in the military, certain, you know, MOSs, you call them, certain rates and certain positions even that don't have to do with your MOS or your rate, kind of lend themselves to the type of you know, gung-ho attitude that GruntStyle, for example, has within just their product. The clip of the ad that I played earlier, the flag, this flag is not, you know, facing the wrong way. It's charging forward into battle. It's a fantastic ad, and that's something that, you know, when it comes to, let's say, your drill instructors or RDCs in the Navy, your recruiters, certain jobs that people do in the military sometimes seem to lend themselves to people having that sort of attitude. Is that something you'd agree with?
Absolutely. I mean, what I would say is, when people talk about the joke of the military is that 11 Bravos, which are infantrymen, mm-hmm. the joke about them is, oh, well, they'll never get a job on the outside other than security guard. But when you think about it, they're learning that discipline. They're learning to push themselves past the point where others would.
Right.
That definitely translates to success in the business world.
Right. And with his companies, you know, Dan also talked about how he tries to give back now that he's kind of made it, and he's not done, obviously. He's still pushing forward. He's going to try and grow his companies and see what else he can do along with them. But he, you know, tries to at least guarantee that if you're able to get down to where GruntStyle is, and you're a veteran with a clean DD-214, you're at least going to get an interview with the company. If they don't have a spot for you, they don't have a spot for you, but you're at least getting an interview. If you know that you're right for that, I think that's important too for the vets who make it to give back to the veteran community. And that's something that he's doing. And that's something that it seems to be pretty common. And it's something that, you know, brings a smile to my face.
Definitely. There's a brotherhood in it. There's a sense of belonging and family that look you get when you see someone else and you know that they're a veteran. It's like it's the shared experience. It's the shared suck, as as we often say in basic training and in deployments. You've been through similar experiences, and so you know that that other person has that little extra something that someone who hasn't served just doesn't have.
Yeah, they might not. You don't know. And you know what? Let's be honest. There are some military members who don't have that little extra something either. Some veterans who don't.
We call them the Navy.
Oh, man. Oh, that was a low blow. I don't know what I can say. That was debilitating.
I apologize.
It's okay.
Halfway.
That's okay. Sleep with one eye open there, Army. We're going to see what happens. All right. So anyway, this has been another edition of Deployment to Employment. I'm Eric Dame.
I'm Jake Hughes.
And thank you so much for joining us. And remember, keep checking out Connecting Vets and get the good intel on all the situations that may face you. This has been it for this edition of Deployment to Employment. Thank you very much for joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.